Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Chester ARP Church Devotional Podcast. Clint Davis, your host. Thanks so much for being with us. As we get started, Mitch brings us in, then we jump into the end of chapter 27 of the book of Genesis. Here we go.
Gives me grace for every trial. Feeds me with the living bread.
All right. Well, thank you so much again for being with us as we get started. Genesis 27. Yesterday we read the first part of Genesis 27 where we saw the story of Jacob tricking Esau. At the conclusion of yesterday's podcast, I said that I don't really have much to say other than Esau's hope is to trust the Lord. He was tricked unfairly. We trust God's providence in all things, and He's working in all things. And really, that's all I can say. I mean, some things I just don't really think I can explain. And I think we just need to let some stories stand on their own. And so we're going to do that today in Genesis 27. Then we're going to jump to the conclusion of the chapter here with Esau's anger. And you can imagine Esau was angry with his brother, angry with his mother. And I can only imagine. Here we go, Esau's anger, and beginning in verse 41 of Genesis 27. Esau held a grudge against Jacob because of the blessing his father had given him. And Esau determined in his heart, "The days of mourning for my father are approaching, then I will kill my brother Jacob." When the words of her older son Esau reported back to Rebekah, she summoned her younger son to Jacob and said to him, "Listen, your brother Esau is consoling himself by planning to kill you. So now, my son, listen to me. Flee at once to my brother Laban in Haran and stay with him for a few days until your brother's anger subsides, until your brother's rage turns away from you and he forgets what you have done to him. Then I will send for you and bring you back from there. Why should I lose both in one day?" So Rebekah said to Isaac, "I am sick of my life because of these Hittite girls. If Jacob marries someone from around here like these Hittite girls, what good is my life?" So Esau finds out he's very angry about what Jacob and his mother Rebekah conspired to do, but he's really angry at his brother Jacob. We're told that he consoles himself by planning to kill his brother. And so the idea is, I'm going to get revenge. Right? That's what revenge and the pursuit of revenge often does to us. It's a wrong way to console ourselves. When we're grieving, when we're mourning, when we're frustrated, when we're angry, we think we can find consolation in our plot to revenge, to get revenge, our plot to harm those who've hurt us. It's as if we get in this mindset that we're going to just bring that same pain onto them, and we actually take that negative energy, and what we think is, we think we can make it positive energy, but the reality of it is, we take that negative energy and make it worse, compound it, by thinking we are going to then hurt other people. And so it may make us feel better in the moment, but yet the consequences are severe. It breeds hatred, it breeds hurt, it breeds pain, it breeds bitterness. And if we carry out any kind of actions based upon that desire to get revenge, it can bring great hardship upon us. Rebekah understands that here, though she was intimately involved in the plot. She understands that Esau is, if he kills his brother, he's going to wait till his dad dies, and then he's going to kill his brother. So if he plots that revenge, and then he gets that revenge on Jacob, she's going to lose both her sons. Because she will lose the very person of Esau, and then Esau, of course, will have to deal with the consequences of losing her son, and he's mad at his mom anyway, and so there's a broken relationship there. So she is emotionally, mentally, relationally lost Esau. If he kills Jacob, she will have lost him. And so we recognize that there, when that bitterness grows within us, that desire for revenge grows within us, it actually doesn't do anything but harm us. And it causes greater difficulties and greater pain and greater suffering, greater hardship for ourselves and for everyone else, because there's consequences to our bitterness, consequences to our actions. We may feel better in the moment, but the reality of it is, in the moment, we will still, we may feel better in the moment, but that momentary peace that we may feel, or better, the way we feel better, actually will have longer term consequences and will not be healthy for us or anyone else. And so we see that here with Esau. And so Esau's anger grows. And so Rebekah sends her son Jacob off to her brother Laban. And she says, "Get away here." And the way she convinces Isaac to let him go is to say he needs to go find a wife. And, of course, the rest of the story is how Jacob goes and finds a wife in the land of Laban, finds Rachel, marries Leah and Rachel, her sister and her, and then he returns, meets Esau along the way, and is terrified when he meets Esau, but God has worked his grace there. So we need to let God work in our hearts. We need to not hold on to bitterness. We need to recognize that if we try to plot revenge, though it may make us feel better in the moment, that it's really just going to compound the negative issue. It's going to compound the problem and make it worse rather than better, and the consequences will be severe. So we need to understand that, walk with the Lord, trust the Lord, learn to forgive others as the Lord has forgiven us, because we trust him to be sovereign in all things. You guys have a great day. God bless you. I'll see you tomorrow. Take care.
You care.